Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Labor costs are continuing to shift production towards more mechanization. Duane Cardoza has been growing raisin grapes in the Easton area for more than 34 years. The operation is in the process of building up the soil profile with cover crops and composting. The goal is to strengthen the vines to a point where they won't be so adversely affected when it comes time for cane cutting. Cardoza noted the positive side of moving toward mechanization.
There's a lot of pros to mechanical harvest, and it's getting better and better and better. You know, being on the RVA board and stuff, I work with the packers quite a bit, and I stay real close to them because one of my major concerns was, you know, storage and handling and all that stuff of the product, you know, once you mechanical harvest it. And they don't seem that their mechanization and their processing facilities has come up to a point where they're able to, you know, handle it just about the same.
Last month, growers and the packers who get the grapes ready for retail agreed to a price of $1,100 per ton for the 2016 raisin crop. That's a drop of 31% compared to last year, meaning growers are looking for any options available to cut costs. Mechanical harvesting not only cuts down on overall labor costs, but it also saves time.
They move through the machine a lot quicker and easier, and the dry down is like a 7 days window, so that your exposure level is 50% of what it was.
More from Duane Cardoza after this.
Psyllet 65 WG is an almond fungicide that's ready again to protect that valuable crop this spring. Jim Adiscavage, professor and plant pathologist at UC Riverside.
The Psyllet product is excellent for sod hole and scab, and if we mix it with something at bloom time for brown rot, we can get the best of all worlds.
Psyllet 65 WG.
Cardoza offered some information about what types of grapes he's growing.
You know, we have all early varieties, so we just have one 20-acre block or so of Thompson's left. You know, actually, what I've done with the incremental weather we've had, we've increased our crop insurance this year.
Cardoza is not alone in his concern regarding the recent weather. Many growers have already experienced some struggles as a result of wind and rain.
With this weather the way it is, you know, I'm feeling very uncomfortable. We're so late. I mean, it's wet, and you look to next week, it's going to be wet again. And as long as we have the rains, we're fine. But that frost could loom right around the corner, and it could cause some grief.
This is California Ag Today.